So the Bulldogs will get the football to start the second half. Liberty has Char and, I believe, Parker in the backfield. Liberty will take the short kick, though. And it's picked up by Eddie Rodriguez. Gets to the far side. He's got some running room looking at midfield. And he'll be forced out of bounds right around the 45-yard line.
I think that was Chester Melby. That was 9, not 4.
That was 9, not 4.
It's close.
Yeah, it was. All right, so.
I'll tell you, Gary, our eyesight, I need some glasses, actually. And
well, I do. Wait. I will be seeing Nile Piper. Nile listens on Friday night, so optometrist.
Yeah.
Dr. Piper. And
again, I'm having trouble reading this score sheet here.
Oh, my goodness. Liberty takes a timeout.
Yeah, Liberty's going to talk things over, and we'll keep it here. But we have some I got a text here somewhere. Let me find it. There it is. We have sideline sponsors and Mount View Lumber. And, well, I just, as a matter of fact, my son and I, my son spends a lot of time at Mount View Lumber, and we are on some projects building some shooting houses. And Mount View Lumber hooked us up with everything we need. Also, Champs Fitness, Sherry Toon, of course, thank you so much for that. If you're looking to lose a few pounds, Champs Fitness can help you out with that.
That new gym that they're building is going to be nice.
First and 10, Liberty will go bunch formation, motion. Here's a little toss, and working underneath is Parker Toon. Now he cuts it up the middle. He's got one man to beat. Can he outrun him? He throws a stiff arm and takes it all the way down to the 20-yard line. So the Eagles pick up a big chunk of real estate right there, and they're looking at first and 10.
Excellent cutback there by Toon. He was able to get outside, saw the lane planted, cut back across the grain for a big, big chunk.
All right, first and 10 from the Kabul 20. There's a little shuffle pass inside, and that was to Chris Schar, number 6, and he's going to be brought down just shy of the 15-yard line. Liberty kind of right now working inside the tackles.
Yeah, I like that play call. I like that little shovel pass inside going opposite.
Rodriguez and Char here to the near side stacked. Now we're going to look down the field. Flushed out of the pocket is Gavin Reese. Points out a block. Finds the end zone. Touchdown! Liberty! Touchdown! Gavin Reese takes it in from 16 yards out, and the Eagles, just like that, are on the board.
Three plays.
Well, and you'd like to see more of that, and again, you know, an opportunity to work on some things.
Yep. Yeah, that was a good drive.
Eagles, they are a two-point conversion team. Rutledge in the backfield, quick pass thrown to the corner pylon, and incomplete. Good coverage by Green for the Bulldogs, 81. So it is 6-0 with 10:52 here to go in the first. We'll take a break. Come back with the kickoff. It's Eagle football on the Fox. All right, welcome back. Eagle sets kick it off. Gavin Reese will put his foot to it. And it's a squib, and it's called on. Good job by the Bulldogs. That's what you do with those kicks. Just
fall on them.
Fall. I mean, you got, what more are you going to get?
Yeah. And he's running backwards. Just get on it.
You got great field position. So, first and 10 for the Bulldogs. And Carson Long will be taking the snaps. They run a lot of empty. They're going to spread you out. Quarterback will run. We've got deuces, and a tight end tucked in here on the near side. Back to pass to the sideline. It's called. Whoa! What a great handoff! What a fantastic play! Threw a hook and ladder, and that was sweet by the Bulldogs. Ellison got the little handoff. It was a toss there to 81 or 83, Lindsey, and Lindsey just handed it to the big man.
Just a hook and ladder in the.
Ooh! Wow, what a nice play. So the Bulldogs get a great big chunk on first down with their first possession. Now they're in four down territory, first and 10 at the Liberty 28. Out of the gun, empty, motion, coming across, Lindsey, high snap. That's going to be false start on the Bulldogs.
I think everybody went.
The center. And he went, oops, and then he.
Yep.
So, cooler temperatures. Boy, you know, they say the northern lights, you know.
Yeah, they were out last night.
Beautiful. Beautiful evening out there. Get it. If you're able to, take a peek at it. It's pretty spectacular. Cooler temperatures are coming to the Ozarks. And here we go, first and 15 now for the Bulldogs at the Liberty 33. And now they fake the jet sweep. Quarterback draw is no good as a host of Liberty Eagles come through. Retune, number 5, one of the first to get in the backfield. For the stop, Liberty with wholesale substitutions, second and long.
I like the black-on-black jersey.
Black-on-black. Second and 20 now for the Bulldogs. Long works out again out of the shotgun. High snap. Quarterback's going to have to run it and nowhere to go, and he's going to lose another yard or two right there. And it's going to be third and long.
Parker Foster first into the backfield there.
You know, when your center is having trouble, your snaps are not good, and you're in the shotgun, it's usually a bad play.
Yeah.
If quarterback has to jump up in the air or look down to get the football, it's usually a
yeah, the timing is all
bad play
from the start.
Snap, looking downfield, throw and catch made, hit, tackle, and down at the 35. Reed Toon makes the stop.
Honeycutt on the catch.
So fourth and long, Bulldogs, they'll go for it. Leonard, the freshman, he's going to be a player for the Bulldogs. He was in on that play. Now he's back on the sideline. Bulldogs will kind of stack it up tight on the far side. Receivers on each side. High snap again, and Carson's going to have to run it, but there's just nowhere to go. And again, you know, and we had troubles last week with our quarterback center exchange. Where if your quarterback has to jump in the air, he takes his eye off the field play, and it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
Is that number 15? Is that Carson Long?
Yeah,
quarterback?
Carson Long, yep. So the Bulldogs have a outstanding first play and then negative plays after that, and they turn it over on downs. First and 10, Liberty, 8:03 to go in the first. Eagles with the lead, inverted bone, and Liberty's going to hand it off, and it'll go to Rutledge, who will move the pile forward across the Liberty 45. That's probably where they'll mark him at the 45, just across it. So he'll pick up 5, and he'll bring up 2nd and 5. Out wide here below us, Chris Schar. Pink out night, folks, as well. Dropping back, looking downfield. Reese, he's got a man and makes the throw in and out of the hands of Parker, dude. Boy, he had it for a second.
Yeah, he kind of had to make an adjustment right at the last.
Lindsay with the coverage for the Bulldogs.
Kind of had to get some separation right at the last couple steps there.
Little bit of.
Just couldn't pull it in.
Yeah, a little bit of contact, but good effort. 7:23 to go.
It's a good looking ball.
Yeah, it was. Tight spiral on a line. Shotgun. Rutledge, lone tailback, trips here below us. Rolling to the near side. Reese, head up. Throws, catch. And it's Chris Schar with the catch. You know, Chris Schar and Parker Toon both have made some really crazy catches this year.
Liberty got a man down.
And that is. Looks like, yeah, Hayden Oziah, slow to get up. He's being tended to. And 7:16 to go in the first. 6-0 is your score. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come right back. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9. All right, welcome back, and Hayden Oziah helped to the sideline. As soon as we find something out, we'll let you know. He was up on his own. So 1st and 10, Liberty, shotgun. Rutledge spots up to the right of Reese. Motion going across is Schar, and that's the same side that Reese will roll out to. And he looks to the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. Pass was intended for Jasper Melby, number 9. Second and 10. Liberty again, trips to the right. Rutledge works to the right of Reese. There's a little sideline pass to Chris Schar. He's got blockers. He's going to pick up the first down and be tackled at the 25-yard line, so a new set of downs for Liberty.
There's that pass that we were talking about in the pregame. I mean, it wasn't out of the backfield. It was, you know, to the
motion.
But it's right out there in the flat. Yes, gives the receiver the chance to actually make a play.
Yeah.
And he bounced her right outside and got the first down.
Be an athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah, catch it and then be an athlete. Trips to the left. Shotgun, empty. Another quick pass, toss, thrown. And here comes the Liberty Eagle. Touchdown! And that's number 9, Jasper Melby. Jasper, that's quick.
He's fast. He's quick on quick.
So, number 9, but his jersey, my defense, is
curled
up, and it's black, and it looked like a 4. So Jasper Melby there. Now, does that look like a 9 or it looks like a 4? So anyway, we got it correct now. 12-0 Liberty, 6:25 to go.
That was a good run.
That was a really good run.
Caught it out in a flat and then made some moves and cut her back across the field.
Eagles for the two-point conversion. There's a flip. Now Parker looks for the pass, and it's intercepted. So two-point conversion's no good. Coming up with the catch for the Bulldogs, I think that's Carson Long. So 12-0, 6:25 to go in the first. We'll take 30 seconds and come back with kickoff. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9. Well, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, they stand.
That's right.
So
I'll let Dave sit because, you know, he's the important part of this.
Well, Leslie Visser. Actually, I'm the second oldest.
Do what?
I'm the youngest. I'm the youngest. So, all right, here's the kickoff. And offside. Liberty, 5-yard penalty. So we'll try it again. Well, cooler temperatures coming next week. Monday, we're looking at a high 65. Tuesday, a high 62. Lows, mid-30s.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a frost at, you know, advisory Wednesday morning. So there'll be some people climbing trees.
Yeah. It's getting to be about football weather, finally.
Yeah. So Liberty's backed up 5 yards, and we'll kick it off again. And Reese. Oh, he pooches one, and Kabul does not catch it. Got to catch it with your hands. Tried to catch it with his
call for the fair catch,
and it bounced right off his shoulder pad, his chest. So the Eagles will come up with the football. So, see, here is number 9 again. I'm losing my eyesight, you know.
Yeah, you know, I am too, Gary.
Now I can see it.
Poor Jasper.
I'm telling you,
all he's trying to do is play football again.
Well, he's played a great game. Scored a touchdown. All right, we're going to go empty. And we're going to sneak Rutledge in up. He's going to play right off of the left tackle. Trips to the left. Gavin Reese. We'll wait for the snap back at about the Liberty 49. And they're going to swing it to Rutledge. And Rutledge, big hole, one man to beat. And he gets by him. Now here comes some help. Rutledge, he's just going to say, climb on, boys. Let's go for a ride. And Jaron drags him to the 10-yard line, first and goal Liberty.
Flag here at the 32. It's a hold.
Holding.
Without pass reception, went for 36 yards, but they're going to call that back.
Well, that's about as bad as getting in a mess of chiggers, man, right there.
What a beautiful play, but yeah, hole on the field.
So the Eagles will try it again. This time, back at the Bulldog 43-yard line. So the hold happened.
It was 13 yards down from the line of scrimmage.
So, first and 8 for Liberty. Trips to the left. Back to pass. Reese. Looking downfield, he zips one.
Ooh,
oh, got to be some. Oh.
Goodness gracious.
Oh. You would. Yeah, Parker's like,
he still got my jersey.
Yeah. So
he had two handfuls.
He's going to bring up second down.
Another good thrown ball, though.
It is. And here, you know, we've got lots of time.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of time right here. It's more when things need to happen quicker. Out of the gun, second and eight. Quick pass to the far side. It's caught. Big yardage up the middle. Dragging players down to the 20. Number one, Kyle Roberts. Mom and dad is here, and they enjoy seeing that. Eagles with a new set of downs, first and 10. October the 11th, fall turkey season. I love the fall gobblers. Man, it's so much fun to get out there and mess with them. Eagles out of the gun. Another quick pass. This one's to Parker Toon, and he's going to get wrapped up. Forward progress. We'll take him to about the 13-yard line. Then we'll bring up second short. I thought you was in trouble for a second.
Nah.
Reese drops back, looks to the corner again.
Got him.
That one is caught, and Laundry should be a touchdown. We're still having
no signal.
Should be a touchdown. So the officials
still not sure.
Yeah, they threw the flags, but he made the catch in the corner. Should be a touchdown. Officials now are picking their flags up. Liberty's backing up. Like, well, maybe he didn't catch it in bounds. Looked like he did, didn't it?
Pass interference.
So
but there was never a touch, you know, a touchdown or an incomplete pass.
Signal. Yeah, or, you know,
out of bounds. I mean, there was nothing. It was just the flag.
Yeah, guess he's out of bounds. So, first and goal, Liberty, at the, what is it, about the 7? Now, Paul, we got whistle before the snap. That's going to be against Liberty, false start. Yeah, you're used to seeing a.
Yeah, even if the flag comes out, you just make a sign.
Yeah.
You know, make a sign that way if it's declined, you know what's going on. And kind of left in the dark there.
Yeah, so Liberty penalized two times now for 15 yards and through the air, 95 through the air passing for Liberty.
We'll try it again. First down, first and goal from the 11. Empty backfield. Four receivers to the right. Reese drops back. He's got some pressure. Now he looks and throws it away. Second and goal from the 11. You'll get a little bit harder when you get inside that 20, you know. But see what Liberty can drum up. Trips to the right. Jaron Rutledge will be right of Reese, who will take the snap out of the gun. Rolls to the right. Looks downfield. Throws it across. Knocked away. Good defense.
Good defense.
83, that's Lindsay. So third and goal for the Eagles. Eagles look like they're going to go empty again here. 4:28 on the clock. 12-0 is your score. Kind of in a bunch formation to the right side. And that's the side that Reese will roll to. That throws one to the back of the end zone. Overshoots his intended target. Out of bounds. Fourth and goal. You know, working to the short side of the field.
Yeah, I wanted to see Chris Shard get the ball and take it, you know, bring it our way here to
yeah,
the right side. Let him,
yeah.
let him
more
get
room
get,
to work.
Get him some speed, get to the corner.
Yeah. You know, you on that short side, you've got the sideline and you got the, you know, back of the end zone. There's just not a lot of room to work. Use your speed and your athleticism. And they're going to do a little reverse. Guess
Melby.
Who? Mr. Melby. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Jasper Melby. His second of the quarter. Liberty goes up 18-0.
He's quick. Boy, once he turns the corner, he's got a lane. You best get some hands on him.
18-0, Liberty. 4:18 to go in the first. Eagles for the two-point conversion. They're going to hand it off to Jaron Rutledge, and he busts his way in for two. And the Eagles go up 20-0. And we got 4 minutes and 18 seconds still yet to go in the first. Eagles with the lead. We'll come back in 30 seconds with the kick. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9. Leading Ava 7-0 as we are back here at the nest. Eagles set to kick it off. So Eagles on homecoming night again. The homecoming festivities will be at halftime.
Correct.
The parade was during Pioneer Days. Took a lot of phone calls about that today. And there's another pooch kick, and it's caught and downed at the 36. First and 10, Bulldogs. Collins gets the fair catch. And the Bulldogs will come out and see if they can't get some offense going.
Well, the only ball carrier is the quarterback, number 15, Long, has been sacked twice for minus 12 yards total offense, at least on the running side, rushing side. Total offense for Kabul is 21. That came for
Ellison.
Ellison, a 28-yard pass, and Honeycutt had a catch for five.
First and 10, Bulldogs. Carson Long out of the gun. Empty backfield. Eagles, they're showing blitz. High snap. Long's going to carry it, and he's going to be dragged down from behind. And a loss of a yard. Second and 11. They'll mark him down just shy of the 35.
Loss of yard. Go over 35.
So the Eagles trying to get back on the winning track. Now they're on the road next week. I think the next 2 weeks we're on the road, correct?
Yep, that is correct. Next 3 weeks.
Next, yeah, I think so.
No.
Yeah,
we're two.
Yeah.
Two. Yeah. Sorry, I was.
Yeah, this week seven.
Yeah, and the district should.
Should get a home game.
Should get the home game.
Long. Again, the snap, and there's just. No, you know, just what I've seen so far, the Bulldogs, their biggest problem right now is getting the snap to the quarterback, you know, getting him a where he's not having to jump up in the air to catch it. And we've got an injured Bulldog on the field. We'll take a timeout and we'll come back. 3:06 on the clock, 20-0 Liberty. It's Eagle football on the Fox. All right, welcome back. 3:06 to go in the first. And it was Lindsey that come up hurt for the Bulldogs. He's on the sideline being checked out. Back to pass. Bulldogs, middle of the field. Great tight spiral, but short. He was under duress as three Liberty Eagles were in the backfield.
The other SCA scores there was up 7-0 at the end of the first. Houston was up 20-0, and Mountain Grove up 22-0.
Who's Mountain Grove playing? Salem?
Salem.
Punting situation for the Bulldogs. Liberty backs up to about their 38. That's going to be off the side of the foot, and it'll be out of bounds at the 47 of Liberty. So good field position for Liberty. 2:47 to go here in the first. Liberty again up big here in the first quarter, 20-0. Cooler weather, a lot of people, you know, planning on if you got youth hunters, you know, use these beautiful weekends we got to spend time with that young hunter, you know,
paper. You got a doe season this weekend.
That's right, the doe season this weekend. But it's really important that you practice and you prepare, you know, check your guns out, your, you know, your straps, make sure they're tight and they're connected. And most importantly, be safe. Out of the shotgun, Liberty. Reese flips it to Chris Shar, takes it to the right side, cuts it upfield, and is going to be forced out of bounds near the Kabul 35.
He's fast, too.
Yeah. they're going to spot him at the 37. First and 10 for the Eagles. Melby all alone to the left. Reese out of the gun. And again, they'll flip it this time. Same play, opposite side. And it's Parker Toon. Oh, he cuts it up the middle. He's got more running room. Uses a stiff arm. Breaks the tackle. Gets to the corner. Flag thrown. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Parker Toon.
The block that freed him.
Yep, it's going to be against Liberty. And it'll be a spot foul from the 18. So
it was the block that freed him. He was kind of getting wrapped up, and one of the linemen come in to kind of helped free him up and may have caught some of the backside there.
I mean, barely. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know if that was a clean block.
I thought it looked pretty clean from our angle, but Mr. Whitehead didn't agree.
No, but still may be a first down. Well, it's going to be first and one, which if you're Kabul, it's better than touchdown. Eagles, deuces to the far side, to the right. Reese drops straight back, looks to the left, and it's picked off, and Kabul's going to try and return it. And out to the 28-yard line, the Bulldogs snatch it away. Good coverage. Tyler's throwing magic markers. So Eagles turn it over, and it'll be first and 10, Kabul.
It's like long there on the interception.
Yeah, the quarterback, yep. That's kind of, that's something that Liberty's needing to work on right there. They better recognition and first and 10, Kabul. Long, got a couple receivers to the short side. A lot of room to work with on the left. Drops back, zips one down. Oh, he had an open receiver. Southpaw.
That
long.
Was a mighty fine-looking ball, too.
Yeah. That was
just
tight.
Yeah, it was just overthrown just a touch, but, man, he put it right on the money.
Second and 10 for the Bulldogs. 1:58 to go in the first, 20-0 Liberty. And our Tar Heel fan, Bobby Barnes, tuned in tonight. Shotgun, quarterback draw, gets it to the right side, and there's a bunch of Liberty Eagles awaiting. Thanks for the deer meat, Bobby. It was fantastic. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It's going to be third and 7. Ball is going to be spotted at the 33-yard line. 1:23 and counting here in the first. Long out of the shotgun. Boy, Liberty's really filling the box there. Long takes the snap. Here comes the Liberty defense chasing. Ooh. Nice pass, nice catch, just nowhere to go. Great defense by Liberty. Braden Mays, number 12. Catch was made, tackle instantly. Brings up fourth down.
Long took a shot from Rutledge there in the backfield.
Jaron was just saying howdy. He's a friendly guy, you know. Hey,
how you JD doing? Said he didn't feed him today, so he's pretty hungry.
Well, last week he was hungry. Week before he was real hungry. Good job, JD. Bulldogs back to punt, back at the 20. Liberty back. Uh-oh, over his head. What do I do? Oh, my goodness, I'm going to throw it. And incomplete, first and 10 Liberty at the Bulldog 33-yard line.
Hey, actually, smart play by that punter. You know, he had a couple guys that were open.
Yeah, they were open.
Kind of threw the ball between them, and they hit the turf. But nice heads-up play by that punter.
Well,
yeah, that could have been disastrous if he hadn't got it corralled.
So the interception is pretty much wiped clean right there with good defense play. And the Eagles kind of right back where they were at. First and 10 at the Bulldog 32. Empty. And we got a timeout. Officials. They're sending Chris Schar off. Coming in.
Mays.
Now we'll do this again. Trips right. pump fake, looking left, going for the corner. And the catch.
Nope, they're marking
and
it out of bounds.
Stay out of bounds. Well, again, tight coverage.
And everybody's they're keyed in to tune. I mean,
yeah.
he's been the primary target for Gavin most of the year. So you're gonna see defenses put their best athletes on him.
Yeah, just such tight coverage, and you know that's a lot of trust. Just jump ball, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna out athlete you. So, second and 10 from the Bulldog 32. Rutledge in the backfield. There's the little toss. This time, Parker will get to run it. Gets hit from behind. Spins out of it. Now looks to lower his shoulder and is tackled at the 5. So, first and goal for Liberty. Parker Toon takes it 27 yards on the ground. Well, they're going to mark him at the 6. Right? Yeah, 6, so 25-yard line. So, and that's going to be the end of the first. So, after 1, Liberty 20, Kabul 0. And when we come back for the second, it will be first and goal for the Eagles at Bulldog 5-yard line. It's Liberty football on the Fox 96.9. It's 20-0 as we get ready for the second. Liberty first and goal at the 5. And we're telling Rob Brown's story.
Coach Brown.
Coach Brown.
Tell you what, he's been a fantastic guy and a lot of fun to be with. We did his golf trips, you know, and really enjoy the guy.
Love it. First and goal, Liberty. Reese out of the shotgun, rolls to the right, looking downfield. Oh, and he finds his running back. Boom! Touchdown, number 10, Jaron Rutledge. He's waiting for some hog suckers and fried taters. 26-0, Liberty, 11:56 to go in the half.
Jaron just coming out of the backfield, kind of into the flat there.
You know, guys, I kind of thought that, you know, we do this and that somebody would invite us out to eat some hog suckers after a football Friday night football game on the banks of the river. I mean,
yeah,
I got surely. Here's 2-point conversion. Reese breaks the tackle. He's going to try to do it himself. Leans forward. Good for 2. Gavin Reese stretches out 28-0 Liberty. We'll keep it here during timeout. But, yeah, you know, gigging season's on. I figured somebody would say, hey, football game, come on down. We'll have some cold beverages and some hog suckers.
I'll tell you what, I've been on the river a couple of times with some fresh fried sucker on the river edge, and it is wonderful.
I've never had them.
Oh.
I don't know if they're any good.
What?
I've never.
Are you serious? It is my favorite.
He's a big fat liar. That's
what we got. I mean, I've heard they're good. I've heard it's good, but I've never, you know, I sure would like to experience that.
Oh, I give credit to my brother-in-law, Mark Bryant, and his son-in-law, Jared, fried some sucker up on the river edge on a cold night. I tell you what, maybe the best fish I ever had.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's the best when it's coldest outside.
Yes.
The colder the better, Tyler.
Absolutely.
But the chain gang, again, big shout. They take such good care of us.
That feed they put on up there.
What did we have last week? We had fish.
We had fish and fried taters last week.
Kickoff, it's going to go angling out of bounds. So no return, 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs. Yeah, tonight we had some venison. Always good. Always good. David Ledgerwood is just a bomb. Now, for you folks that ordered ribs, tomorrow will be the pickup at Angela Ledgerwood's, 6 p.m. And I don't think there may be one rack or two racks. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they go quick and they're really good.
And they are good.
I know that's what's going to be for dinner at Lee Resident after work on Saturday. Thank you very much, David. 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs at their own 37, empty backfield. Very seldom will you see a running back. Motion, fakes the handoff, quarterback's going to run it up the middle, and no, there's nothing there but Kenyon Walls. Kenyon Walls says, hey, you can't go here. Loss of a couple. Checking in is number 12, Leonard, for the Bulldogs. He'll come out wide to the left. He'll be picked up by Parker Toon. That gun position for Liberty on this side is Braden Mays. Quarterback looks to run it, tries to get the right side, and again, there's nothing there. And that's Reed Toon. Boy, Reed's having a good game.
Reed is having a good game. He's been right in the middle of a bunch of stuff tonight.
Well, and Jaron's been going right up the middle on that center. And I'm telling you, the center is going to – Jaron has just ate that boy up. You got somebody just coming at you, pounding on you. The coach is like, look, we need better snaps. Well, coach, we got this big old boy out here that's just – we've got – now they're going to make Parker Toon come off. Well, this one official, he's done it. He sent Char off the
something
field.
Something about the uniforms. I'm not sure what's going on.
The knee pads are above the knee is the only thing I can think. Yeah, knees exposed. So, 3rd and 11, back to pass. Catch, but nothing there. As making the play for the Liberty Eagles, Brayton Mays, his second tackle here in the first half. Kind of the same thing. Catch is made, but there's nothing there. He just makes the tackle. And I really like that. The big hits are they're cool. They're cool. But the sure thing tackle is what will win you more football games than big hits. 4th and long, Bulldogs with the punt. It's end over end. Get away from it. And it will be down at the 32, 1st and 10 Liberty.
I have 31-yard punt there for Kabul.
9:43 to go in the first half, 28-0 here. James, you can chime in at any moment. Their last report was up 14-0 on Ava, but Ava was going to score. Houston was up on Willow Springs 20-0. Mountain Grove was up on Salem 22-0. We still kind of in the ballpark, James?
Yeah, I haven't got an update from that Thayer and Ava. It is 26-0 Houston over Willow right now.
26-0, okay. West Plains is at the Bluff taking on the Mules. And West Plains is still, they had a tough loss last week as well to Bolivar. They had 6 turnovers, and, they're trying to bounce back, but they're still setting in pretty good shape in their district, and we'll see how that pans out.
They are leading 14-7 right now over Poplar Bluff.
Okay, 14-7. Now, tomorrow, we've got the Missouri Tigers. Well, I tell you what, Missouri looked horrible last week. They looked horrible last week, and they got to try and bounce back. Of course, they're playing UMass on the road, and that's going to be a 9 a.m. pregame, 11 a.m. kickoff. That'll be on Q94, the Mountain of Rock. But Sue Pig.
Hey, how about my Hogs, man? Yeah, as you mentioned, Tennessee's way overrated anyway.
First and 10 for Liberty. Shotgun snap, quick pass. Uh-oh, looking downfield, double pump. Going way downfield, the Chris Short, cut! Touchdown, Liberty! A lineman, Preston Smothers, says, let me throw the football, and I'll show you how to score a touchdown. The big man with the toss and takes it for six.
Showing off the cannon.
Hey, big boys need loving too, you know.
Man, he threw that ball like he meant to.
That's right. See, J.D. Rutledge right now, he's going, see, I told you. All along, big guys can throw the football. All along. Just because you got a belly doesn't mean you can't be a quarterback.
That goes for 68 yards to Chris Shar. Fourth catch of the night. That touchdown was tremendous. Wow.
Eagles now going to do something very uncharacteristic. They're going to try and kick an extra point. That made Ricky chuckle.
Who's the kicker? Number 11.
Well, we never kicked. Don't know. And it's no good, but Liberty did give it a whirl. So 34-0, 9:31 to go in the first half. We only have a number 11. It's an imposter. So Eagles are up big here in the first half. That's Alex Rutledge. Alex freaking stuck in there, put on a uniform.
Hey, let me kick it, Gary.
And went out there and,
let me go out and kick.
Tried to kick a field goal. Right now, I guarantee it. We're coming back in 30 seconds with the kickoff. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9. All right, welcome back. And Edgar was the kicker, and Preston Smothers, Liberty O lineman, with the touchdown toss. And that, everybody loves that.
Oh.
I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You got to love that.
Hey, nobody got a better passing percentage than that guy.
Nope. Squib kick, bounces up. Picked up. Now Kabul's going to try and return it. Slides down. It's 42. First and 10. Bulldogs.
Well, the Bulldogs held to 17 yards total offense here in the first half. Minus 16 on the ground, but 33 through the air.
Bulldogs looking for a little spark right here. They had, I mean, right now, that was a great play. That was a great play. We've seen two fantastic plays in this game by linemen.
Yes.
Fantastic. First and 10, Kabul. At their own 42. Out of the shotgun. Dropping straight back. Here comes pressure. Oh, no. I'm going to get rid of it. Toss. Oh, come on. You're going to throw a flag on that, and you're not going to throw a flag. What have you been? Come on now. Pass interference. That's going to be called on Braden Mays. So the Bulldogs will get a new set of downs. Now the state of Missouri is in need of officials. So some of you former football players out there, it's good money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really good money. You know, if you like to hunt, fish, you know, take trips, this is a great way, an opportunity where you can make some extra cash. First and 10, Bulldogs. Quarterback going to run. Boom! Wow!
Chris Shar.
Chris Shar, he got shot out of a Mossberg 10 gauge and just laid the wood to Carson Long with double-aught buck. Boom. Frazier goes down.
How many times? Every week. Every week we talk about there's a big boom and it's at number six. It's getting up.
I mean, he just, and he's so low. I mean, he's getting them right at the hip. Second and 12. I don't know much, but Carson Long may feel that tomorrow morning. Deuces to the left. And that could be a delay game, or they get it. They got a timeout. They got a timeout. 8:31 on the clock, 34-0 Liberty. We'll keep it here. Again, homecoming festivities will take place at halftime. We've all had daughters, so we know all about this. Time to buy a dress.
Yeah.
Let's rent one. I thought I was going to get run out of my own house. You don't rent a dress.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sure you do. You're going to wear it one time.
You don't buy off the sale rack.
Sure you do.
I remember I met.
Go to a yard sale.
I met another dad that was just like me, but he was on the opposite side of me. He was selling the dress for his daughter, and I was buying it. And whenever I met him in the Walmart parking lot at Lake of the Ozarks, he just started laughing and said, "Sucker."
Oh, I guarantee you there's two or three still hanging up in the closet. We can get our money back on this. Yep. All right, here we go. Second and 12 for the Bulldogs. Long drops back, rolls out, pressure, throws in the middle of the field, overshoots his intended receiver. Hey, it's good to see. I believe that's Lindsey back out there, right? Yeah. That's a really good sight to see because it did not look good.
No, the way he was holding that arm whenever he came off the field.
So third and 12.
I'll tell you this, though, that receiver is open. He just barely overthrew him again. This has happened two or three times.
I'll tell you what, Carson Long, you know, he's got a little, you know,
he's a unique throwing style.
It's short and quick.
Short and quick, but he's just struggling to have time to actually set up and throw.
Yeah, he don't have any time. Rolling out, here comes the pressure again, looks down. What a beautiful pass, catch and out of bounds. And
number 81.
Yeah, that is Green with the reception. What? I mean, it's the spiral so tight.
Yeah, I mean, he throws a very good ball.
There's no wobble. It's on a line. Years ago, we did Harlan Hutchison and myself. We did the Houston Tigers. They went on a roll when Beachler was there.
Yep.
And they played the Cameron Dragons. And Cameron had a quarterback. His last name was Wenzel. And he was left-handed, one of the best high school quarterbacks I have ever seen. Back to pass, Long looks downfield, middle of the field. Another connection.
Green again.
With the coverage, Reese. But he's so quick.
Yeah.
There's no wind-up. It's just
Kabul finding a little bit of
rhythm.
Offense right here.
Yeah, this quarterback Long does, like you mentioned. He has a nice arm, a nice spiral.
A little momentum for the Bulldogs.
Putting the drive together.
Bulldogs come up to the line of scrimmage. Snaps have been better. There's a much better snap, right? Pressure. Uh-oh, whoop, whoop. Now tossing one into the end zone. Nobody home. Incomplete. A lot of Kenyon Walls came right through there. And, I mean,
Kenyon was
sniffing his deodorant.
Yeah, he was untouched and smelled blood in the backfield.
That's right. He's wearing right guard. That's going to bring up second and 10. Good crowd. On a beautiful, my goodness, a beautiful Friday night in October. Wow. Second and 10 for Kabul. Long's got two receivers to the right. That's going to throw a little sideline pass. Another handoff. This time Liberty don't bite it. And there to make the play, retuned. It worked. Oh, there's, yeah. Yeah, you can't. Well, yeah, you know, because Ellison's like, man, I had 30 yards last time and spiked the football, and that will be a 15-yard penalty. And that really hurt, you know, because, I mean, look at what the Bulldogs have done. And now they're going to get backed up 15 yards.
Yeah.
The frustration is setting in. Ellison's just been he's been a really good player. But you're 0-6.
Yeah.
But no, that's his second catch. He has 31 yards.
Leading receiver.
At this point. Yes.
Actually, they were handoffs. So 15-yard penalty. He's still not, Ellison, still not happy.
Not happy.
Coach sent him over to the bench. Get a drink, cool off. So now it's going to be third and really long for the Bulldogs. Back to pass. Pressure coming, flushed out of the pocket. Looking to the left, pass on the run, short. Complete to Leonard.
Again. Kenyon's got a motor now.
A little bowling ball. It's going to bring up fourth down. Kabul, you got to go for it. What do you got? You know, what do you got to lose? You're at the 30-yard line. If you punt it, you're probably going to put it in the end zone. So just as well go for it. .729, the clock is stopped, 34-0, Liberty. Long's got two receivers to the left. He's going to roll to the left. Now he's going to throw it in the middle of the field. That's going to be picked off, and it is by Parker Toon. Uh-oh, he's gone. He's at the 50. Now he's stretching it to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, touchdown, but we got a penalty flag thrown.
I think it's going to be rough on the passer.
Back at the 41-yard line.
That's about an 84-yard
pick six,
but I don't know what the call is going to be. The flag is at the 40.
It's right where the quarterback let her go. Long took a shot.
So we'll get that sorted out. See what they will call it, but yeah, it's looking like it's going to be against Liberty. Personal foul, Liberty. But that's all we got.
Yeah.
That's all we got. But
it's still going to be a fourth down.
Because
it was fourth and 30.
So
that'd be fourth and 15.
But, yeah, you know, if there are some of you younger folks out there that, you know, you love the game of football and you want to make some extra money, I mean, it's really good money that can be made.
Yeah, and you'll be able to work as much as you want to work.
Absolutely. Junior high, JV, you know, varsity. But I've been doing this a long, long time. I know a lot of the local officials, and it's really good money.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to, you know, for a way to supplement your income that won't really interfere with your day job, officiating high school football, that's the reason why now, you know, every team has to play on a Saturday.
Yep.
And they like it if you'll play on two, because there's not enough officials.
Yeah.
And a lot of the reason there's not enough officials is because of, you got to have thick skin,
mm-hmm.
You know, and with social media, it's even worse. But, you know, still, it's just a game. And if you got thick skin, you want to make, you know, hey, money will make you have really thick skin.
That's right.
You know, I mean, while you're getting hollered and reffed, you need some glasses, you know. Well, you're missing a heck of a ball game. Well, you can, as you're cashing your check.
Take that to the bank.
Yeah. So fourth and long again after the penalty. Back to pass. Here comes pressure and toss and run and almost intercepted again. That was by Mays. He almost had a pick. Incomplete. It'll be first and 10 Liberty as the Bulldogs turn it over on downs. Yeah, I think Alex Rutledge would make a great official.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he would be perfect. Maybe. I don't know, who could we pair him up with, though? You know, you'd have to,
you're going to have to find a whole crew.
Yeah, you'd have to have a crew. First and 10, Liberty. At the Liberty 26, there's a little toss to Parker and Toon. Uh-oh, he's going zigging, zagging. All right, I'm just going to run by you. See ya, touchdown, Liberty, touchdown. Parker Toon takes it 74 yards for the score with 6:51 to go, and the Eagles go up 40-0.
Well, they wiped the pick six off the board.
Yes.
So they go right back to him on the offensive side, and he breaks one for 74.
So the Eagles are rolling. We'll have the mercy clock in the second half. So Liberty, it was Ellison was the kicker. That last game, number 11. So, but Liberty's going to go for the two-point conversion this go-around right here. And in the backfield is Kenyon Walls. Think Kenyon might get a touch right here? Uh-oh, yes he does! And Walls takes it in for the two-point conversion. We've seen Kenyon back there.
Robert Ball was leading the way.
Robert Bill, too. So the Eagles go up 42-0, 6:51 to go. Now, but we've seen Robert Thaw in the back too.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been that inverted wishbone type.
He had two big men in the backfield right there.
Yep. So 42-0 is your score. And, again, some big college games.
Red River Shootout tomorrow.
You know, you're not going to like this.
Just how everything's been going. It's been a curse to be in the top five.
Alabama beats Georgia, and then Vanderbilt beats
Alabama,
and then Oklahoma beats Texas.
That's not going to happen. Oklahoma's not going to beat Texas.
And Manning's going to get the start, right?
They were talking Ewers today, so I don't know. Me personally, I want to see Arch play. He's your future.
He's not Eli.
Not yet.
Well, I mean, totally different. He's more athletic. He can run.
He's faster than both.
Yeah.
Ever dreamed about.
He's like his dad. You know, his dad was fast. And was a wide receiver until he got hurt. Liberty with the kickoff. And it's caught and going to be returned. Not much is going to be there. First and 10 for the Bulldogs at the 37-yard line. Airport lights are lit up like Christmas lights. First and 10. They're going to spot it at the 40-yard line. And the Bulldogs now shuffling some players in, and still on the sideline is Ellison. It's never good when your coach points at the...
Yeah.
First and 10 for Carson Long and his Bulldogs. Two receivers to the left. He's looking right. Now he rolls to the left. He's going to throw it to the left, and it's picked off by Parker Toon. So he gets his interception, and the Eagles have it first and 10 at their own 45. Another plane landing. That's why the lights are on. It's been a busy airport.
Yeah. That's two just in the first half.
Yeah, three.
Two or three?
Yeah. So, Eagles.
Mountain View International across the way there.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're a part of us in this building right here. You're the airport expert.
Actually, I say, what's wrong? Something's going on. Why is all these planes landing?
Yeah.
Do we have something going on we don't know about?
Empty backfield for Gavin Reese. Here to below us on the right side. Kyle Roberts all alone. Host the receivers to the left. Reese is going to roll that side. Pressure. Throws it downfield. And it's going to be picked off. So the Eagles turn it over again. Again, that's not a wise throw by Gavin. Again, pressure in his face. Throwing off his back foot, and
that kind of floated on him. It was not as crisp and clean as his previous throws this first half.
Sometimes you may need to buy yourself a little more time. So first and 10 now. Eagles get the pick, and then they give it right back. 6:29. Ball is at the Bulldog 23-yard line. Long will give it another shot. Long's going to run it right off the right side, and not much there. Making the tackle is number
Melby.
Is that Melby?
Yep.
Melby's in playing safety.
It's a good read.
Second and 10. Just under 6 minutes to go in the half. Two receivers to the left for Long. Motion. And they're going to hand it off to Green. And Green finds a yard, maybe two, and it's going to bring up third and 8. You know, I don't know if these games make you any better, but they do help you in some areas.
They do.
You know, but
they do. They allow you to work some things out in real time.
Yeah.
You know, instead of having your scout team defense that you're playing 4 days,
that knows what you're going to.
Yeah.
And Long again with the quarterback keeper and nothing there. Hit from the backside this time. He ran into one of his own players. And that's going to be a loss of 2. So it'll be 4th and 10. .442 to go in the half. And you can watch the halftime festivities of homecoming. It's going to be coming up. Here's the punt. It's going to be a high, short punt.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to take a good roll and be down at the 36-yard line. First and 10, Liberty.
Yeah, about a 36-yard punt.
Clock stops with 4:12 to go. Eagles lead 42-0.
Liberty in the first half, 354 total offense, 186 on the ground, 168 through the air. Parker Toon leads the way, rushing 137 on 3 carries. And on the receiving side, we got Chris Schar, 4 catches for 102 yards.
137 on the ground on 3 carries. That's a stat line.
Pretty good average, isn't it?
That's a stat line.
Eagles will work out of the shotgun. Motion is Parker Toon, and that time not quite sure what Liberty was trying to do right there, but coming through is green for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Kabul really blew that up.
Yeah.
They had that blitz from the outside linebacker that got his big paws on a quarterback.
Back in, Jasper Melby. Liberty will get a run trips to the short side of the field with Roberts, Melby, and that inside slot receiver, Chris Schar. Parker Toon is all alone on the left side, the big side of the field. Back to pass, Toon, or Reese. Oh, Schar! It was... that's a drop.
Yeah.
That's a drop.
I think he was too open.
And he had running room.
Oh, he had... That would have been sick. I'm not sure that he was anticipating being that wide open.
You know, I've had nightmares of that, Tyler. You know, being that open, and I'm that nervous when you're that open.
We never threw the football.
Us either.
Third and 10 for Liberty. Brees. And now we got a penalty flag thrown, and it's going to be encroachment on the Bulldogs. So it'll be third and 5.
Offside,
4:02 to go. Ball is at the Liberty 42-yard line now on the near hash. Melby all alone on the left side, trips to the right, short side of the field. No, we got two on each side. Slot receiver on the left is Schar. And they're going to toss it to Toon and Parker. He's going to pick up the first down and more. And he breaks the tackle. Now he gets the sideline block. Splits two defenders, breaks the tackle, and is drugged down at the 10. First and goal, Liberty. So Parker is really racking up some rushing yards in this game.
Yeah, that goes for 47 for Parker Toon. 184 yards on 4 carries. Now, what an average is that?
Well, you're the statistician. You'll have to.
Hey, my head hurts. I can't add that up.
So first and goal,
it's 46.
46 yards a touch. Not bad. What are we going to do tonight?
We've got to work on that.
And we're going to hand it to Parker, too. Back pass into the corner. Touchdown, Liberty. Number 3, I believe, on the night. Chris Schar with that catch. So Chris Schar takes it into the end zone, and it's 48. To 0, 3.5 minutes to go in the half.
So that is Shar's second touchdown of the night.
Ellison will attempt the field goal. And the holder is Kyle Roberts. Snap is good, holds good, the kick is up. Good, and Ellison is mobbed by the Liberty Eagles. First extra point kick for the 2024 season. And way to go. Nice job right there. That's good stuff. 49-0 is where we're at. We'll take a 30-second timeout, come back with the kick. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9. All right, welcome back. 49-0 Liberty, 3:30 to go in the first half. And let's see, 14-8 there, Ava.
That's at the half.
It's at the half.
And last I heard, I hadn't heard any updates. Houston's still 26-0, and Grove was up 22-0.
Houston's now up 42-6 at halftime. Mountain Grove 43-0 at half over Salem.
Welcome back. Bulldogs with snap. They're going to hand it off to Green. Green's hitting the backfield. Nowhere to go. And the Bulldogs are having a hard time finding positive yardage. Forward progress will spot him back at the Bulldog 48. And that's going to be a loss of 3-4. So, yes, 4 yards, second and 14. Just under 3 minutes to go in the half. Long, again, empty backfield. Eagles are, boy, they're just really cheating at the line of scrimmage. Long's going to run it. And, again, slammed down by Jaron Rutledge. And another loss on the play. Forward progress will mark him down at the 46. So a 3 yard loss there. There's 2:15 to go in the half.
If Kabul could put together like a little tight end dump or even like a little screen, I mean, if they had enough time.
Oh, well, I mean, look, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, the whole box is vacated.
Yeah. Now Liberty backs up a little bit, dropping back to back. Uh-oh, whoop, whoop, whoop. Now I'm going to run. Long looks. He's going to throw one down the sideline out of bounds. Coming in with the heat was Kenyon Walls.
Yeah, Tyler, you're right. If they come up with a quick pass, this quarterback can get the ball there. Throws a nice ball, just getting like a quick dump.
Well, he's kind of walking a little bit.
He's gingerly.
Now he's going to have to punt on 4th and 16 with 1:51 to go. And he gets it off. This is going to be returnable. It's caught. And here come the Liberty Eagles. And it's Parker Toon. Uh-oh, got blockers. See you later. Well, I'm going to go have pizza and a cold beverage. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Touchdown, Liberty. Punt return score for Parker Toon.
He had one man to beat, Chris Schar.
Lit him up.
Lit him up.
With a 68-yard punt return.
And
who was that?
Parker Toon in 3 seconds clicked off the clock. So the Eagles will try another extra point. No, they're going to go for two. 2-point conversion. 1:34, 94 seconds to go in the half. Is your score on homecoming 2024. Reese takes the snap. They hand it off, and it's a touch or two-point conversion is good.
It's going to be a false start. Illegal shoot.
Yeah.
Lead blocker was leaning pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get a head start there.
Who was it that?
I believe it was Robert
Paul, 54.
59.
Yeah, 59. So we'll back the Eagles up, and they'll try it again. Liberty's going to go with the big backfield. Another low snap, and they run the same play. That time, Kabul was ready for it. Two-point conversion's no good. So 90 seconds to go in the half. 55-0 is where we're at. We'll take 30 seconds, and we'll come back with another Liberty kickoff. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9. All right, welcome back, 55-0. And the Eagles will kick. And it's going to be Gavin Reese with the kick. Liberty uses a lot of different kickers on kickoffs. Bulldogs await the kick back at about the 10-yard line. And it's a line drive that hits at the 20, gets by the Bulldog returner. Now it's picked up and down at the 17, first and 10, Kabul.
.130 on the clock, left and a half.
Well, Gary, I remember our first 5 years together, we went 3-47.
Right. Well, I'll never forget going down to
My years.
And I like Coach Shuchart. I do. I like Coach Shuchart, but I went down. Salem was here. Salem was really good at 99. And I went down and I asked Coach Shuchart, hey, could I get your starters, you know? And he looked at me and he goes, does it really matter? And the first seven times Salem touched the football, they scored.
Yeah, I lived that.
Oh, high snap. Now it's another play for a loss. It's been a while since the Bulldogs have had a positive play. Yeah, that was but Salem that year, too, ended up making it to the
championship game.
Yeah.
Got beat in the championship by Webb City, I think.
But, yeah, I'll never forget that. Does it matter? And I thought, you just wait. Just wait. Yeah.
In 25 years, we'll get you.
All right, it's second and long for Carson Long. He's going to hand it. Oh, there's a big hole. Opens up and shooting through.
Number 42.
42. With
Peyton
a nice
Collins.
Peyton Collins. Collins will pick up 7. 25 seconds to go. The Bulldogs, they're going to have to hurry to get a playoff here before the half expires. See if they take a shot right here. 10 seconds and counting. Carson Long has motion. Going to handle up the fumble, and the Bulldogs fall on it. And that's going to be the end of the first half. 55-0 Liberty. I believe, Dave, you've got everything kind of tallied up, don't you?
Yes, everything is ready to go.
So let's look at Kabul first. What do you got for the Bulldogs?
Well, Kabul in the first half, 39 yards total offense. They lost 20, 1 yard rushing in the first half. You know, the quarterback's been sacked 4 or 5 times for big losses. That attributed to that. Now, passing, they have 60 yards passing. Ellison, number 73, 2 catches, 31 yards. Honeycutt had a catch for 5. And Green, number 81, had 2 catches for 24. Now, they did turn the ball over 2 times, 1 fumble, 1 interception. They had 5 first downs. They were penalized 4 times for 40 yards. That's how they look in the first half.
And for the Liberty Eagles.
Now, if I go on the Liberty side, Liberty offense, total 411, 233 on the ground. Now, Parker Toon, as Tyler did the math, 4 carries for 184 yards. What is that average, Tyler? You told me a second ago.
46, I believe. Yes,
46. 46 yards, an average carry for Parker Toon. Like I said, 184 on 4 carries. Reese, 1 carry, 16 yards. Rutledge, 1 carry for 6. Melby, 1 carry for 11. And Chris Shar, 1 carry for 16. Now, passing for Liberty, 178 in the first half. Shar, the main receiver, 112 yards on 5 catches. Melby, 1 catch for 26. Roberts came in and caught a nice 27-yard pass. And Parker Toon, 1 catch for 8. And Rutledge, 1 catch for 5. Liberty, 2 turnovers in the first half, 2 interceptions, 9 first downs. They were penalized 6 times for 70 yards, but Liberty scores 3 times in the first quarter on a 16-yard run by Reese, a 26-yard pass to Melby, 11-yard run by Melby. And then in the second quarter, Liberty scores 5 times on a 5-yard pass to Rutledge, a 68-yard pass to Shar, a 74-yard run by Parker Toon, a 10-yard pass to Shar, and then a 68-yard punt return by Parker Toon.
So the Eagles are rolling 55-0. We've got the homecoming festivities that's coming up here at halftime, but we're going to go to your halftime show with James the Hitman Hurt. And your homecoming queen for 2024, Corey Lynn.
Woohoo!
And her attendant was Alex Toon. So congratulations. And, you know, something else I wanted to throw out there, the volleyball districts are set, and Liberty's district, Kabul got the 1 seed, and Liberty got the 2 seed. They get first-round byes.
I think we play the winner of Thayer and Gainesville.
Yeah. So, and that's play at Fordland, is that correct? I think it's at Fordland, I believe.
Very well could be.
And, you know, the basketball season is, I mean, you know, it's still volleyball and it's still football, but a lot of preparation is getting put together for basketball season. Schedules are out and Liberty girls, 6 home games. And it'll be a little different this year with girls basketball, but it should be an exciting year for both boys and girls basketball for the Liberty Eagles. So the mercy clock will be in effect here in the second half. Eagles up 55-0. And we'll probably see a lot of different, we'll see some Monday nighters out here in the second half. The varsity will probably run some, you know, probably half, or they may play the third quarter, But we will see some Monday nighters, I'm sure, before the night is done. Jaron Rutledge, he's going to boot it off for the Eagles, and we'll get the second half underway. The Bulls, deep men are back at the 10-yard line. Up men are at about the 25, and it's a line drive squib. It's going to be picked up at the 20 and returned, and there's nowhere to go. Brought down at the 21. First and 10, Bulldogs. Kansas City Royals were eliminated from the playoffs, but by the Yankees, but
what a run for Kansas City. And for my money, the best player in baseball is Bobby Witt Jr. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
He's at Kansas City, small market, doesn't get the exposure that, other players get in larger markets. But Bobby Witt Jr., for my money, best player in baseball. First and 10 for the Bulldogs, Carson Long. Uh-oh, snapped over his head. Uh-oh, Liberty comes flying in, and he is brought down near the five. Well, they're going to say forward progress, but he never had – does not matter. Does not matter. But he's going to be spotted at the seven-yard line.
Yeah, lost 14 yards on that snap over the head. Yeah, now their rushing is minus 35.
Mm.
But it's been because of plays like that, three or four of those.
A couple of receivers go out wide. They'll run double tight end. Shotgun empty, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper and able to squirt it out to about the 9-yard line. So 2 yards for Carson Long.
The last SCA score update I had was 28-8 Thayer over Ava. Houston was up 27-0, and Mountain Grove was up 43-0.
Well, what has happened to Ava?
I don't know.
Thayer just went up 34-8.
34-8.
Wow. All right, third and a long, long stretch for the Bulldogs. And going to try and run a sweep. And there's not going to be much there. Off to Lindsey. Lindsey will pick up 2, and it brings up fourth down. So, Reed Toon makes that tackle. Now the Bulldogs are going to have to punt out of their own end zone, and here's where you do not want a bad snap. And Liberty's not even going to be over the center, so low snap. It's picked up, and it's booted away. Good punt from the end zone, and it will roll all the way to the 48-yard line from the end zone.
Yeah, it was a nice punt. Wow. Down that left sideline, actually, the punt was about 44 yards.
Well, he punted it from inside his end zone.
Yeah, the line of scrimmage. What
yeah,
was
I was going to say the line of scrimmage.
Oh, okay, where they measured. Yeah.
I guess you say net yardage would be almost 50 yards.
Right, yeah. First and 10, Liberty at Kabul's 47. There's a handoff to Parker Toon, and, well,
be coming back.
Touchdown, Liberty. Parker Toon scores again, but a penalty marker thrown, holding Liberty. That's his second or third?
Third touchdown
call back. Holding Liberty.
I know we've had 2 runs called back and the big interception.
Well, we'll just...
So Liberty penalized 7 times now for 80 yards.
Mm. That's been a kind of an issue all year, the penalties. A lot of folks tuned in tonight on a beautiful Friday night in the Ozarks. A lot of people, getting geared up. They're either at bow camp or, the fishing is phenomenal right now. Eagles, 1st and 20, out of the shotgun. Toon, Rutledge to the left, fakes the handoff, sideline pass to Chris Schar. Stutter step, gets some room, and he takes it to the 50.
Man, so explosive that first couple steps.
Moore makes the tackle for the Bulldogs.
that little stutter hesitation
He's just deadly. Well, he picked up 7. It's going to be 2nd and 13. Toon takes the snap, fakes the handoff, zips it to the other side, and this time Toon is tangled up, and they'll blow the play dead. Loss on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and long.
Screen on the wrap-up out there against Toon. Good coverage.
Yeah.
3rd and 17.
So the Eagles will look at 3rd and 17. Ball at their own 45-yard line. Toon has motion with Parker Toon coming across. Now, Reese will roll, and they pitch it to Parker Toon, who is forced out of bounds. And he'll pick up about 2. There wasn't much room to work that time.
No. Got what he was able to get and stepped out.
So the Liberty Eagles, their first punting situation. Gavin Reese will punt. And Kabul has no one deep, so they're not going to buy it on a fake. Gavin, nice high punt. It's going to take a Liberty bounce and be down inside the 15, 1st and 10, Kabul. So that offensive series right there was probably not what the coaching staff wanted to see out of Liberty.
No, having the big run called back, then it kind of shot ourselves in the foot there.
Hey, big thank you to our live stream supporters, TNT Wi-Fi. I tell you what, man, they came up here tonight and hooked us up. Thank you so much, TNT Wi-Fi, Ozarks Healthcare, and KMJ Auctions. Bulldogs, 1st and 10 at their own 13. Looks like we got a different quarterback now. Number 12, Leonard. Fakes the handoff, and there's nothing there. Liberty is just not showing any respect for the Liberty's kind of, we got Monday Nighters out there now on defense for the Liberty Eagles. As does the Kabul Bulldogs. So it's turned into JV second half here. Out of the shotgun. And they'll hand it off. Kabul right up the middle. Find some running room and out to the 35-yard line. The Bulldogs scamper. They'll move the chain. 27 with that carry.
Wyatt Cox with the tackle there for Liberty, number 25.
Here you go, Wyatt.
26-yard line, 1st and 10.
You say number 27 carried the ball?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I didn't see a 27 on there.
I should find him.
Leonard, out of the gun. He's going to take the quarterback draw up the middle. There's not much there. It was 23. 23 with that carry before. Not 27.
Number 17, Noah Britt with the tackle. I'm pretty impressed with this young line, defensive line.
Yeah.
They've got some size.
Yeah, they do. They do. Out of the shotgun for the Bulldogs. Motion. And they're going to run to jet sweep. And not much there. Good job. Pursuit by Liberty.
Noah Britt with the tackle again.
Couple of tackles for Britt. Loss of a yard brings up third and 11. 2:19 to go here in the third. 55-0 Liberty.
Got Britt and Wyatt Cox. And Easton Smotherman.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Thompson.
Brian's going to be a player.
Yeah, he is.
There's another end around for the Bulldogs. Not much there. And oh, loose football comes loose. Kabul falls on it. That's Cooper Moore. 51 that come in there. And no, who's 50? Who's 53?
That's Matthew Brooks.
Yeah, Matthew Brooks.
Ethan Smotherman and Matthew Brooks, they're on the tackle.
Bulldogs will punt. Liberty back to receive. And it's an end-over-end punt. Not much room for return. It'll be down first and 10, Liberty at their own 46. Now will we get a look at the Liberty JV or, offense. Yep, that's what we're going to see.
Guys, we got a final Thayer over Ava, 34-8.
Wow. Well, that knocks Ava out of the SCA trophy. All right, Eagles. Monday Nighters. 15 is for Liberty taking the snaps. Who is that?
It's Easton. What'd you say, 15? Yeah, Easton Smotherman. Number 15.
He'll take the snap, hand it off, and uh-oh, getting to the edge. Melby looks to cut it back in. Throws a stiff arm and fights his way to the Bulldog 25. So Melby's night is not done. So that's going to be the final play in the third as we head to the fourth. Liberty leads Kabul 55-0. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the fourth. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9. Welcome back. Liberty Monday Nighters on the field. Easton Smotherman working out of the shotgun. And the tailback,
Dennis Bond.
Bond in the backfield. Eagles will go with the bunch formation to the right. And they'll stack it on the left. As we get ready to start the fourth. Here comes a snap. And they're going to hand it off to Melby again around the end, and he's gone. Touchdown, Liberty. Third touchdown on the night for Jasper Melby, and the Eagles go up 61-0. Eagles will see if they'll go for an extra point or if they'll go for two. They're going to go for two. they'll go with that inverted wishbone. And they'll hand it to Bond, and Bond takes it in for the two-point conversion, 63-0 Liberty. And the Eagles are rolling in just a little under 12 minutes remaining in this game, as, again, the mercy clock is on. And we'll keep it here. You know, Thayer defeating Ava. I knew it would be a good game, but I didn't think it'd be that.
No. I really thought Ava would win by a touchdown or two. I did not expect a 34-8 Thayer victory.
Well, and the thing that, you know, and Mount Grove should have beat Ava.
Yes.
You know, Mount Grove had a pretty tough schedule early, but Ava was kind of, you know, the favorite. Just, you know, if you early before any games was played, you kind of looked at Ava and go, they were
the preseason favorite. They were the game that I looked at on our schedule, the biggest, especially going to Ava.
Yeah. Well, I knew Ava and Mountain Grove would be the big test for Liberty. There's the kick. Bulldogs pick it up at about the 22, brought down at the 32. First and 10 Bulldogs. But, yeah, Ava, they have been hit by the injury bug. Talked with their coach this morning. And they should be getting healthy by district time. But it's just surprising, you know, how their season has turned out. But now that their Bobcats are still in the hunt for a share of the SCA, but they still have to play Mountain Grove.
Correct.
There's not much, you know, Thayer's in the way of Mountain Grove winning, getting a share of it. Liberty's got to take care of business, and they're guaranteed a share. It's quarterback keeper by Leonard, and not much there, wrapped up, brought down at the line of scrimmage. Big number 72 in on that. He's like, I'm tired, coach. I made a tackle.
Yeah, I'd like to give him some props, but he's not even on the – we don't have a 72 on this roster.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is. We got a lot of different combinations of jerseys, and the numbers change. And second and 11 for the Bulldogs, and they're going to hand it off. And, again, nothing there. Loss on the play. Liberty defense got a lot of tackles for loss tonight. Ten minutes to go, 63-0.
I think that was Raider McBride in there on the tackle on that one.
There you go, Raider. Third and 15 for the Bulldogs. Two receivers. Three to the left. There's another handoff of the backfield and tackle made again behind the line of scrimmage. That was close to horse collar up when you get up around. Yeah, but it was a legal tackle.
Roger Hefner.
Yep, Hefner. Making the stop, and it's going to be fourth and long. After now back to return the punt, if he gets an opportunity, we can see what he'll do. Bulldogs will punt it from about their 13. Gets it off. And it will be returned by Hefner, and he's got some running room. Spins out of one tackle and is brought down at the Bulldog 32-yard line.
Flag comes flying in at the end of the play.
So first and 10, Liberty will await and see what the penalty is.
I'm going to bet it's a blocker.
Holding. So it'll be a 10-yard penalty. That's the ninth penalty?
9 penalties for 90 yards on Liberty.
That will back the Eagles up to the 45. No? 47. Just under 8 minutes to go. JV squads are on the field. Eagles out of the pistol. Kind of that inverted wishbone. And they'll hand it off to Bond. Bond gets to the sideline, and he's got some running room. He'll take it inside the 20-yard line.
That's Cox, Wyatt Cox.
So Wyatt 20, Cox?
Yeah, 25.
25, not 23. Okay. Wyatt Cox with the big run.
Boy, he hit the corner fast.
Boy,
there,
he did. Man, he had it turned on. Same formation. They'll hand it to him again. This time between the tackles, he moves some defensive linemen for positive yardage. Gain of 2. Second and 8.
Good blocking on that left side of the line. Big Brian Thompson there on the...
Yeah, one more JV game, and it's Monday night.
Yep.
Junior High finished their season up this week. Seventh grade, I believe, got a win. Another draw up the middle. A couple more yards, but you're in four down territory. Cox again with the carry. So it's going to bring up 3rd and 6. But Liberty again in four down territory and chewing time up off the clock. But it's good for, you know, these pups to get some Friday night.
Absolutely.
Football in their veins.
And not because they have to.
Right.
I mean, you're not throwing them to the wolves here in a...
And it's going to be another handoff. Trying to get to the edge. Finding some running room. Touchdown, Liberty. That's Bond. Takes it in
for the score. Boy, the backs on this JV squad, they're quick. They got some wheels.
69-0 is your score. Liberty, 5:40 to go. Eagles will
taking full advantage of the Friday night lights.
Heck yeah, man. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa.
Homecoming night.
Homecoming. Chicks dig it. 2-point conversion. Back to pass. Looking to the corner. Out of reach, incomplete. 69-0, 5:40 to go, 30-second timeout. We're coming right back. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9. And welcome back as we get ready for the kickoff. Saturday is sneaking up on us. Friday night is coming to a close. Homecoming again. Congratulations to our 2024 homecoming queen, Corey Lynn. Congratulations. Eagles set the booted off. Play with 12. Yeah, we'll play with 12. There's the kick. And it'll be taken at the 20-yard line and returned. Looking to get it outside. One man to beat. Tries to make the move. Bond says no. Makes the tackle. I score touchdowns and I make tackles. First and 10 for the Bulldogs, 5:20 and counting, 69-0. You know, we said earlier before the game ever started what Liberty needed to do.
Yep.
And that's what they've done.
That's what they've done.
You know, last Friday night, we'll come back to haunt them because they had an outright SCA championship. They got to finish the season, but first and 10, Leonard, he's going to hand it off. They're going to try to run it off the right side. Not much there. And 25 coming up, making the stop. Cox. Cox, good looking player.
Yeah, he is.
Is he a freshman? I believe he is.
Yes, he is a freshman. 5'9", 170.
Not bad. So gain of a yard. It'll bring up second and 9. Just a little over 4 minutes to go. Crowd stuck around. It's nice to see. Leonard wearing the number 12. Motion from the left side. Fakes the handoff. He's going to run it, and there's nothing there.
Number 72, I think, for Liberty, jumps a little offside.
A little bit. I wasn't going to say anything.
And he knew it. He just kind of stood there going, where's the flag?
Where's the flag? Yeah, yeah. Maybe nobody will notice.
Way to go, Dave. Way to go, Dave.
He'd have got away with it, but Dave Quinn called him out. Third and 10 for the Bulldogs. 3:20 to go. Trips to the left. And going to try to run a little end around. That's not going to happen. 13 there.
Good tackle by Liam Greer.
There you go, Liam. Fourth and long now. Bulldogs will have to punt yet again. Bulldogs will punt again. And they'll punt from their 14, 15-yard line. Liberty backs up to their own 45. Penalty flag. Uh-oh. Here comes somebody, Coach. I'm kicking that thing. I'm getting it out of here. I don't want no part of that. Kidding me? So the flag is going to be against Liberty. Offsides. Making up, Dave, for that. Obvious one, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fourth and 12 now. Comes the snap. Oh, there's a false start. Yeah, let him go.
Better play.
Yep. There's, not a good snap, and Liberty takes
it
away.
Oh, they
took it away. And, well, that was that was a touchdown, but, you know, that kind of neither here nor there because
Dennis Baum was like, come on, give it to me.
Yeah, he goes, I had six, man. But they will blow it dead. It'll be first and 10, Liberty, 60 seconds to go. Ball is going to be at the Kabul 22-yard line. Easton Smotherman to take the snap with 50 seconds in counting. Liberty will just have to take one snap. That'll pretty much be it for the night. Nope, they're going to take a knee, and that is the ball game. Liberty tops the Bulldogs 69-0.
and Liberty improves to 5-2 on the year. Kabul 0-7. Big nights stat-wise for the Liberty Eagles. And, you know, next week we're on the road, I do believe, as we
Salem next
we
week?
Go to Salem, and then we finish at Houston.
That's correct.
So, Liberty, how many yards total?
Total offense for Liberty, 499. 315 on the ground, 184 through the air. I guess I'll just say that the leading ball carrier was Parker Toon on just four carries, 184.
Then that's 46 yards.
46-yard average. Wow, we need to work on that. Maybe a few more yards to carry. Chris Schar leads the way on the receiving side. Six catches for 119. And, again, Liberty total rushing 315, total passing 184, total 499. Liberty scores three times in the first quarter. Reese, a 16-yard run, then Melby, 26-yard pass. Then an 11-yard run by Melby. Liberty scores five times in the second. 5-yard pass to Rowley, 68-yard pass to Schar. 74-yard run by Parker Toon, a 10-yard pass to Schar. Then there was that exciting 68-yard punt return by Parker Toon. Liberty did not score in the third quarter, but it scores twice in the fourth on a 26-yard run by Melby and a 15-yard run by Bond. That's how it looks on the Liberty side. Also, they were penalized, let me count this up right, nine times for 95 yards. Then on the Kabul side, just held a 38-yard total offense, minus 22 rushing. Of course, that was made by four huge sacks on the quarterback long. They completed total passing with 60 yards for Kabul. Leading receiver was Ellison, two catches, 31. And then Green, number 81, had two catches for 24.
Well, a big night, and Liberty gets the win on homecoming night, 69-0. Next week, we're in Dent County, and we'll have the smoked pork steaks at Annie's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, that's perfect fun, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, he's experienced it. Have you?
I have.
At Annie's? Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a new one.
Did it really?
Yes. Yes. Well. Oh, okay. They're still working on. Oh, okay. Oh, well. Well, then it sounds like it's going to be Casey's Pizza.
I got a plan. I got a plan.
Yeah, we could always stop at Mountain Grove on the way. But anywho, Liberty gets the win. 69-0 over the Kabul Bulldogs. For Tyler, Dave, and Ricky, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night, and we'll see you next Friday night for more Liberty Eagle football.